Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Verkleinern is to reduce. Verkleinern, to reduce. How would you say I reduce? Ich verkleinere. How would you say we reduce? Wir verkleinern. How would you say he reduces? Er verkleinert. How would you say they reduce? Sie verkleinern. How would you say I reduce the picture? Ich verkleinere das Bild. How would you say I reduce the screen? Ich verkleinere den Bildschirm. You see, den Bildschirm. Actually, it's der Bildschirm, the screen. Der Bildschirm, masculine. But verkleinern is an accusative verb. It triggers accusative endings and articles. What you reduce is the direct object in German, the accusative object. And the masculine accusative article is den. So we say, ich verkleinere den Bildschirm. How do you say, how do I reduce the picture? Wie verkleinere ich das Bild? You see, how, wie. Wie verkleinere ich das Bild? How do I reduce the picture? How would you say, how do I reduce the screen? Wie verkleinere ich den Bildschirm? How would you say, how do I reduce the picture by 50%? Wie verkleinere ich das Bild um 50%? You see, in German, we say um 50%, by 50%. 50, 50. Don't confuse it with 15, that is 15. 50, 50. So 5 with a 0, yes. Um 50% by 50%. Wie verkleinere ich das Bild um 50%? How would you say, how do I reduce the picture by 40%? Wie verkleinere ich das Bild um 40%? How would you say, how do I reduce the picture by 25%? Wie verkleinere ich das Bild um 25%? How would you say, how do I reduce the picture by 10%? Wie verkleinere ich das Bild um 10%? How would you say, click here to reduce the picture? Klick hier, um das Bild zu verkleinern. You see, in German the structure is um das Bild zu verkleinern. Um zu verkleinern, in order to reduce. Um das Bild zu verkleinern, in order the picture to reduce. In German the to reduce is kicked to the end, because introduces here so-called subclause. So, das Bild zu verkleinern, in order the picture to reduce. And we also say, click here. So, click here. Sounds the same. Here is just written with H-I-E-R. And click with a K. So click here, we say click here in order the picture to reduce. Click here, das Bild zu verkleinern. How would you say click here in order to reduce the screen? Click here, den Bildschirm zu verkleinern. How would you say click here in order to reduce the picture by 50%? Click here, das Bild 50% zu verkleinern. You see, zu verkleinern, the zu plus infinitive form of verkleinern. Zu verkleinern is kicked to the very end. Click here, das Bild 50% zu verkleinern. How would you say, click here in order to reduce the picture by 10%? Click here, das Bild 10% zu verkleinern. How would you say, click here in order to reduce the picture by 25%? Click here, das Bild 25% zu verkleinern. How would you say in the past? I've reduced. Ich habe verkleinert. You see, verkleinert is the participle. And for the past, here we use the auxiliary verb haben. Ich habe verkleinert. I have reduced. How would you say, I have reduced the picture? Ich habe das Bild verkleinert. How would you say, have you reduced the picture? Hast du das Bild verkleinert? And you see, verkleinert, the participle, is kicked to the very end because it's the second verb. Whenever you have two parts of verbs in German, the second one is kicked to the very end. Hast du das Bild verkleinert? How would you say, have you reduced the screen? Hast du den Bildschirm verkleinert? How would you say, I've reduced the picture by 50%? Ich habe das Bild 50% verkleinert. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb schneiden, to cut. Schneiden, to cut. Like to cut a salad. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.